The closing of the topless and bottomless bars. The idea that suffering suddenly belongs to the gifted and the noble and the intelligent, the sensitive and the daring, and the inventive. That is the tallest stack of shit of them all. They raided those bars last night, had a Supreme Court order in their back pockets. Backed by the highest court in the land, they swept the girls off the bar tops like dead flies, like dirty napkins. All those poor lovelies screaming. Their immense tits flopping in panic, their huge voluptuous rears twisted in surprise. They swept them off and away, half-dressed into vans and automobiles to be booked, fingerprinted, photographed, and jailed. Such a waste. What a waste of grade A good. Speak about indecency. The cops were the most indecent things about that night. A poor girl can't make an honest buck anymore. All they were doing was bringing the horny night to lonely men. I've just got to believe those Supreme Court boys can't get it up anymore.
Love. Gas. Kiss me off. Kiss my lips. Kiss my hair. Make me forget. Love. Gas. And he had a room on the third floor, rejected by a dozen women, 35 editors, and a half a dozen hiring agencies. Now, I'm not saying he was any good. Gas. He turned on all the jets without lighting them and went to bed. Some hours later, a guy on his way to room 309 lit a cigar in the hall. And sofas flew out the window. One wall shivered down like wet sand. A purple flame weighed 40 feet high in the air. The guy in bed didn't know or care. Now I'm not saying he was any good, but I have to say he was pretty good that day. Love.